morning, and welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Today is the second Sunday of Easter, not the first Sunday after Easter, but the second Sunday of Easter. Easter continues, and we'll see that and hear it in our gospel lesson. Today is also Earth Sunday. Earth Day is this coming Wednesday, April 22nd. Our theme for this Easter season is the heart of the matter, and our theme for this Sunday is with glad hearts. For many of us, glad is not the first word we'd use to describe the feeling in our hearts during this season of shelter and shutdown and this time of climate change. Our scripture lessons, our prayers, our music, our whole service will, I hope and pray, bring God's word for us to the heart of the matter. One housekeeping note, there will be a time of guided meditation towards the top of the worship service, and during that time, we'll be invited to take up a stone. If you'd like, and have not done so already, please locate a small stone, a worry stone, or a heart stone, as some people call them. Or perhaps locate another item close by, a shell or a cross, if you'd like. Now we will hear the news of community and then prepare ourselves for worship.
Greetings. I am Cindy Durant and will be your liturgist for this April 19 worship service. I hope you'll join the virtual Zoom fellowship hour today at 11:30 a.m. using your telephone, computer, iPad, or smartphone. Easter Sunday, we had up to 22 participants at a given time, and the discussion ranged from the worship service we had just seen to tips on getting groceries. Everyone seemed to be having a good time. Please refer to Reverend Fred's Saturday email for detailed instructions on how to join in today. Sunday afternoon church school is also quite popular. 10 kids participated in the Minecraft virtual Easter egg hunt last week, and word is that they had lots of fun. If your kid hasn't yet participated in virtual church school and you'd like to know more about it, please see the written announcements posted on the web for information on how to contact Allison Keekley. Zoom links are emailed weekly to families. And please know that if you are wanting to join our live fellowship time or Sunday school and youth activities and either aren't getting the information or haven't been able to link into the meetings, we want to know about it. Please call or email the church office or Reverend Fred. Thanks to all of you who are working with our care ministry to reach out to our Hillcrest friends and family. If you would like to join our growing care team to help with phone calling, card writing, or to be available for food or medicine pickup, please email Care Ministry Chair Kathy Flagstead. Her contact information is listed in the written announcements. As you know, the physical church office needs to remain closed. Please see the website or the written announcements for information on how to call or email the office manager. And now let us quiet ourselves and prepare for worship.
Athletes, physical therapists, and others talk about muscle memory. To live as Easter people, is to know that death is not the final word. And not just to know it, but to live it out through the way we live our lives, every time we stretch the muscles of our bodies and our hearts and our minds and our spirits. St. Paul famously talks about, and he lives it out in his own encounters with challenges, hardship, even death. Paul has that wonderful and deep image of God's Holy Spirit working with our own inner spirits. God's Holy Spirit is with us, a part of us, ever inviting and bringing peace. God's Holy Spirit is part of our own muscle memory. So Paul would have it. And as we'll see in our gospel lessons, or our gospel lesson, I should say, so Jesus would have it as well. Jesus beside us, the Holy Spirit within us. Our theme is With Glad Hearts, and I invite you to sing along with glad hearts. Let your heart smile and your mouth smile as we sing together a hymn so appropriate for this second Sunday of Easter and for Earth Day and for our lives at this time. For the Beauty of the Earth.
We center our hearts into one and begin. Breathing slowly, gently place your hand on your heart in rhythm to your heartbeat. Holy living God, heartbeat of creation, help us to take this time together to center in you. You made us and give us life. You are with us every moment. In every breath, in every step, God assures us. Be still, O heart. You're not alone. Your beat is shared with me. Come now and calmly center here, for you are mine, secure and free. Now, please take a slow breath. Relax your shoulders. Let go of any tension you are carrying, and slowly breathe out. Repeat. Take a slow breath. Relax your shoulders. Let go of any tension you are carrying, and slowly breathe out. If you have a stone, pick it up now and let touching its surface remind us of the closeness of God's touch within, between, and around us. Such love is close to us. It is the heart of God who invites us to release our worries into the love and care that is God. Let us pray. Gracious God, into your care, we offer our worries, our fears, and strife. We turn to you and know you are there. Light, love, and life. Amen.
And we now continue with the prayers of the people. Those who have it may wish to continue holding a stone or other item, whatever it is. And we all hold each other across distance as together we breathe in God's presence. Let us pray. O God, who is the breath of life and author of life, we give you thanks for all life, and we give you thanks for our lives. We thank you that you call us and call our whole world to new life in you. Especially at this time when death and the threat of death and disease are affecting so many, and the concerns for employment and money and health care and food and clothing and companionship are affecting so many, we pray to you. Be with all who are alone or away from loved ones, at home, in hospital, wherever. Let your presence and your love and care be assurance to them and to us. Be with all who are grieving and feeling loss of any kind. Let your love and presence surround them. Be with our leaders and with all of us as we pray for and work for a world where everyone has access to needed health care and food and clothing, and where all leaders and all people work together for the safety and health of all. Be with all health care workers and first responders. Be with all. And let your Holy Spirit, your holy divine breath, fill us all. And let it move us now as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This week we read a passage from the account of the Acts of the Apostles that is a wonderful encouragement and reminder that death never is the last word. God raised him up. God freed him from death's dreadful grip, since it was impossible for death to hang on to him. David says about him, "I foresaw that the Lord was always with me. Because he is at my right hand, I won't be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my body will live in hope, because you won't abandon me to the grave, nor permit your Holy One to experience decay. You have shown me the paths of life. Your presence will fill me with happiness."
And now Psalm 16, verses 5 to 11. You, Lord, are my portion, my cup. You control my destiny. The property lines have fallen beautifully for me. Yes, I have a lovely home. I will bless the Lord who advises me. Even at night I am instructed in the depths of my mind. I always put the Lord in front of me. I will not stumble because God is on my right side. That's why my heart celebrates and my mood is joyous. Yes, my whole body will rest in safety because you won't abandon my life to the grave. You won't let your faithful follower see the pit. You teach me the way of life. In your presence is total celebration. Beautiful things are always in your right hand.
I ask you to listen to this gospel reading carefully. It goes by quickly. And I ask you to listen with imagination and intent. Pretend that your job is to direct a theatrical or film adaptation of what you're about to hear. How would you film this or stage it? How do you imagine it happening? Can you imagine being sheltered in place behind closed doors? I'm taking a guess that you can, all too easily. And now imagine Jesus there, here, by your side, saying, "Peace be with you," sharing with you the Holy Spirit. Hear now the gospel as told in the Gospel of John, chapter 20. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." And after this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As Abba, God, sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is the good news.
Happy Easter, everyone. And no, I didn't record the wrong message for this week. It's still Easter. Did you know that Easter isn't just a holiday? It's also an entire season of the church year. And this is the first Sunday of Easter season. During Easter season, we remember Christ's resurrection and the lesson that it taught us. This week, in our reading, we talk about what happened to the disciples right after Christ died and came back to life. They're hiding. They're scared. Some of them are afraid that God has abandoned them. During this time, I like to think, and I like to ask you to think, about a time that you were lost and afraid. Maybe it's a time you got separated from your parents. Maybe it's a time that something bad happened and you felt like God had abandoned you. Think about that, and think about what God's promise means. Think about what it felt like when your parents found you. That's the spirit that I like to focus on during Easter season. If you'd like, turn to a family member and share. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you all in Sunday school.
praise to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, give praise to his name. Jesus is Lord of all the earth. He is the King of creation. Alleluia, alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, give praise to his name. Spread the good news for all the earth. Jesus has died and has risen. Alleluia, alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, give praise to his name.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, our heart of hearts, our inner spirit, be acceptable to you, O God, our rock, our redeemer, our very breath. And let everybody say, Amen. I have to tell you, when the worship team first proposed this gospel lesson, I said I wasn't happy with it. Why so little of the gospel story, I asked. Because this part of the Gospel of John goes on to tell the wonderful, multifaceted story of Thomas, that guy that many people call Doubting Thomas. I like Thomas, and I like that story, and I like preaching on it. But because of that, I, like a lot of preachers, rarely take time with these particular verses. And so I'm glad that our worship planners kept me. And I hope that in turn you'll be happy that I keep us focused on God's word for us in these few extraordinary verses, 19 to 21, in the Gospel of John, chapter 20. God's word for us on this second Sunday of Easter and on this Earth Sunday in this year, 2020. What we just read and heard together sounds, it can sound anyway, like a simple narrative. First this happens, then that, done. Boom. Cut scene, it's a wrap. Or is it so simple? What is going on here? And how are we supposed to take it in, especially and certainly now on this day, in this time for us? How are we supposed to take it in? Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Now just that could make a whole sermon or a whole meditation experience. Indeed, many who practice meditation do meditate, sometimes for extended periods of time, with just this image and just these words. Jesus beside me, all around me, saying to me, inviting me into, offering me peace, wholeness, shalom. That's life. In a sense, everything else in all of life is but crossing the T's or dotting the I's on this. Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Jesus beside me, Jesus inside me, Jesus all around me. I am at peace. That is life, Easter life, living, breathing life. In our first lesson for today, we hear from Peter's first speech in the book of Acts. God raised him up, says Peter. God freed him from death's dreadful grip, since it was impossible for death to hang on to him. And that wonderful speech goes on and ends with this wonderful line. You have shown me the ways of life. Your presence will fill me with happiness or gladness. It's the same word in the Bible, and so the focus of today's worship service, hearts of gladness. As we know and experience and feel Christ's peace, the peace of the risen Christ in us and with us and all around us. Now, the him that Peter is talking about, of course, is Jesus. But there's more. Just a few verses later in the book of Acts, Peter begins his second speech. He's just getting warmed up. And there, he uses the phrase, the author of life. Peter lays out the deep and dear meaning and mystery of Easter and of the whole of Christian life and understanding of life when he says and makes the charge, you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. Here, author means not book writer, but originator, top, first of. Jesus, not just as the human Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus as the embodiment of the second person of the Trinity, the so-called author of life, the Word of God, through whom all things were made, to use the biblical language, God's creative impulse. You killed the author of life, the Word of God, the creative impulse of God, except you can't. That's the Easter message. That's Easter life. That's Easter living. Our times put us on alert because they put the Easter message on alert. We're challenged. We are challenged in our lives, all of us, as we deal with the challenges in our own lives and with the reports of death and the threat of death all around us due to COVID-19. And some of us are facing deeper challenges and threats than others to our jobs and paychecks, to our mental health, to our physical health, and more. And on this Earth Sunday, forget the coronavirus, or take it, if you will, as part of the greater whole, we're living at a time when life itself is being threatened and challenged and choked. We could list all kinds of things just in the past several months. The rising number and greater extent of wildfires in the Amazon, in Australia, how about in the state of California? Rising sea levels and flooding, islands and atolls and coastal cities threatened. And on, where and when will it end? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were created through the Word of God. That same Word of God, born as a human being, as Jesus of Nazareth. You tried to kill the author of life, Peter charges. And in our hearts, on this second Sunday of Easter and on this Earth Sunday, we know, we gotta know, we can feel it, that the risen Christ is directly charging us. How are we, in the way we run our lives and our economy, how are we killing the author of life? How can anyone claiming to be Christian deal death blow after death blow to our climate, to our ecosystems, to all that nurtures and sustains life, to all that has been created and is sustained through Christ, the author of life? How can they? How can we? This is a serious story, a multifaceted story, a deeply moving and meaningful story, and we haven't even got past the first verse. Thankfully, there are only three verses, and we'll move very quickly through the next two. It was still the first day of the week, that evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As Abba, God, has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Sisters and brothers, our earth itself is hurting, and all the changes are showing us and telling us that. We are hurting as a region, as a nation, as a world. That's clear on every indicator that we track. the number of cases, the number of deaths, the unemployment numbers, etc., etc. And even as the curve is leveling off, and let's hope and pray it really is, and even as we begin to approach something that maybe will approach something like normal, we won't be the same. I invite you to think about this statement in our gospel lesson. And after he had said it, Jesus showed them his hands and his side. Just take that in, or try to. Those are not the perfect hands of a model or of an actor. It's not the airbrushed side or torso of a Hollywood leading man. Oh, no. The wounds were and are evident. The biblical record is clear on this throughout the Gospels. Even the heavenly visions of the book of Revelation are clear on this. Our God is wounded. That makes no sense, except it does. A wounded God saying to a wounded people, peace. And let me repeat that. A wounded God, not hiding the wounds, saying to a wounded people who would never be the same, saying to them, peace, wholeness, shalom, be with you. And he breathed on them and he said, receive, take, grab it, seize it, take it in, receive the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. What is God's very breath? Take it. It's yours. Sisters and brothers, I invite you to live with and live out these three verses, 19 to 21 of chapter 20 of the Gospel of John. Know that Jesus, the very author of life, is beside you, inside you, all around you. Recognize how sacred life is, your own, the world's, and do everything in your power to nurture and sustain that life in you and all around you. And knowing that you're not perfect, and on some level, can I say this? On some level, Jesus and God are not perfect, at least not by the standards of Hollywood or of fashion magazines or of romance novel covers. No, God is wounded like us. God is affected by life all around like us. And God's very spirit, God's divine breath is in us and through us and with us and will keep us moving. God in us and with us and all around us will give us the divine muscle memory to keep ourselves moving ever and always with and towards the good news of life and new life and life everlasting. And let all of God's life livers and life givers and life sustainers say together, Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, give thanks to the risen Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, give praise to his name. Come, let us praise the living God, joyfully sing to our Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, give thanks to the risen Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, give praise to his name.
And now it's the time of offering. As we participate in this shared experience at separate times, in separate spaces, let's remember that together we can have an impact on our community and our world through our gifts of time, talent, and financial resources. It is in this spirit that we offer our gifts. Please continue to give by sending in pledges or offerings through the mail or giving online at hillcrestucc.org. Our gifts support and grow our vital ministries to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together. We give together as we support one another and support our ministries. Let us pray. Creator God, draw close to our hearts, especially when we feel overwhelmed or afraid. Remind us that it is your sustaining love that will get us and all people through this difficult time. Bless our gifts that they may help others know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, He made their glowing colors, He made their tiny wings. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. The purple-headed mountain, the river running by, the sunset and the morning that brightens up the sky. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all.
Before the blessing, let me remind us of the Zoom fellowship that follows our regular Sunday morning worship time. We'll be gathering for fellowship using our Zoom conference service at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, April 19th. We've distributed that information. If you don't have it and you want it, email me at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. And now let us receive the blessing. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, our dear God made them all. May God bless you as you brighten up your day and the day of all around you and of the world itself in what you do and refrain from doing. May God bless you every way that you open to God, to others, to the world, and show your colors and spread your wings. May God bless the wisdom and the wonder that you share with the world and that you receive from it. Amen. And now, as images of Hillcrest and the people of Hillcrest show on the screen, please share the peace of Christ, the living Christ, the author of life, one with another. Please say with me, "The peace of Christ be with you." And respond, "And also with you." Amen.